out of warm water, not cold, and pack you well in blankets till you are thoroughly steamed, giving you, the meantime, to drink, a tea of hemlock and saffron. Care always should be taken that the room is dark, so dark that you can scarcely see a hand before you. This precaution will preserve the skin, and render the disease less likely to take an inverted turn after it has been out a few hours, as is sometimes the case from the admission of too much light into the apartment. Pursue this course, taking no solid food for 14 days, and unless it is decreed that you shall leave the body, you will weather the disease, and come out better than you entered upon it. Question. Do you recommend vaccination? Answer. Never. 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 It is one of the most damnable of all practices that have ever been introduced. It is a direct clog in the way of nature's effort to do you good, and they who have suffered from the practice are legion. Your insane asylums are overflowing with its victims, and consumption, that is so prevalent in the New England states, may, 99/100 of it, be traced back to vaccination. Indeed, a majority of the ills that afflict humanity may be traced back to that most terrible practice, and Dr. Jenner today, in the spirit land, mourns over its advent upon earth. Smallpox, to the ignorant, is a curse, but to those who understand nature and her laws and workings, it is a blessing. Therefore, why should we ask to impregnate the system with the virus which will work only evil results through life, by keeping out the physician which nature sends in with probe and scalpel to drive out disease? The end.